Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And today we are visiting with Kelsey Bischarner, and we're going to talk about an exciting event, Kelsey.
Yes, Atlantic Fest. Atlantic Fest is this weekend and we are ready.
It's happening. You've had a lot of decisions to make in the past year and this year, and here it is.
It is. I have finally been able to jump in with both feet, with being in the position for the first year. Last year was kind of not a normal year, so this year to be able to be a part of something so great like Atlantic Fest has just been really, really awesome and quite a treat and very, very enlightening.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure, because you have so many people that work together on that, volunteers, businesses, organizations, so yeah, that's a lot of work to bring all that together. So what do we start off with on Saturday morning?
So we will start the day with the Epic Road Race, and so registration starts at 7. A lot of people think that you have to pre-register, or that you already have to have signed up ahead of time, but that's definitely not the case. You can sign up the day of, and it's supposed to be a beautiful 80-degree morning, which will probably be a little cooler in the morning, so it's going to be a beautiful day to run a road race. Or you don't have to run, you can walk.
Just cover the territory you want to. And where's the starting point?
So we will be starting in City Park, and then we will go out to the well fields. So it's a little bit different route this year because they're doing some changes out at Schulberg where we normally go. So it's a little bit different route. So a lot of people might want to just see what the new route has to offer.
There you go. You add a little variety to your life. If you've been doing this race, now's the time to join again. So I know things continue all through the day. What are you looking at next?
So we are very happy to have the car show return this year with a special tribute to Kelly Schlake, who was the owner of Napa. He was a very avid community member, just a great guy, and the family and the community wanted to honor him with the car show that he loved so much and that he put so much effort into. So we will be having the car show this year. Registration for that starts at 7:30. Again, you don't need to be pre-registered for that. We are expecting a big turnout because Kelly was very popular in the family. Is also very well known in the car club community. And again, it's going to be a beautiful day. Everybody wants to be outside and get back to having those relationships that we somewhat missed out on last year.
Visiting with all the people who come to the show and with the other people who bring their cars. Will there be more than cars? Will there be motorcycles or pickups or anything other than cars?
We mostly will just do the cars. There are some pickups and other things. The motorcycle show will not be happening this year, but we hope to bring that back next year with that. So this is mostly just the car show.
Yes, and take advantage of a bigger car show, it sounds like. So and that goes on, when does that kind of close up?
So the awards will start about 3:45, 4 o'clock, and then after the awards, then everybody will head on out.
And going down the road, you go, oh, there must have been a car show somewhere today as you see all those various vehicles. So if you're not a car person, there must be a couple of other things to do.
Of course. Yes, we will have the activity booths and vendors in City Park in the nice shaded park. We also will have the kids' bounce houses and carnival games. So there's really some fun for everyone. One thing that is new this year, we'll be having some flight demonstrations by the Atlantic Hawks RC Club. So if you haven't seen them before, they do these model airplanes and they do some amazing things with them. So that's something that we're happy to bring to the depot. And right in front of the depot, they're going to be demonstrating those things at 11, 1, and 3. It's just something really cool to watch.
Yeah, and something new. It's always kind of fun to see that. If you haven't had that opportunity, it's probably sort of going, oh, really? Mm-hmm. Kind of like, oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, it's something really fun. You'll be driving by and you're like, wow, what was that? That was really cool. And so to just be able to stand and enjoy some good food and a beautiful view and just see something new.
Yeah. What about crafts?
Yes, we will have some crafters from all over Southwest Iowa. Some of them have been here in the past and at Produce in the Park, but then there are some that are coming in just for Atlantic Fest. So there's all kinds. There's some with paintings. There's going to be candles and soaps and embroidery and jewelry and all kinds of great stuff.
Okay, come and see all the great work by the skilled craftspeople from the area. And you never know, you might be able to buy a Christmas present.
Yes, yes. I talked to Jim a little bit earlier, and he says it's never too early to shop for Christmas, and we all love Christmas here in Atlantic.
Just remember where you put those things when you take them home so you can find them at Christmas time. I'm sure you've heard stories about that not happening. So the kids have ton of things. You mentioned the inflatables, the carnival games. Is there something else? I think there was something else for kids.
Well, we will also have entertainment on our entertainment stage, so that's always fun to watch. We will have the local dance companies and the gymnastics, which is also fun for some kids to watch their classmates do what they're passionate about. We'll also have some musicians sharing their talents. So it's just going to be a great day. The sights and sounds of Atlantic Fest are always great.
Yeah, and as you say, the prediction for the weather is almost, you couldn't ask for anything better.
That's right. That's right. We put in an order for a beautiful day. So I hope we get that beautiful day.
Because we have to remember, this is August. This is not October. So anything else we need to say about sponsors or anything related to Atlantic Fest?
Atlantic Fest is brought to us by First Whitney, and we have so many great businesses and sponsors that help do each part of Atlantic Fest, and we couldn't do it without them, and the civic organizations. One of the civic organizations that is taking a part in the fun of the day is the BPW women are going to be doing bingo again this year. So that's always fun and a fun activity for all ages.
Yes, yeah, and then if you're tired of walking around looking at things, sitting down to play bingo is a great opportunity, and who knows what, who else is there playing bingo. So all of that visiting going on all day long. Any special food things we should talk about, or we're talking hot dogs and hamburgers?
There are going to be some grill items, some fried items, a lot of great barbecue that a lot of people don't necessarily get. So it's going to be fun just to walk around and try this, that, and a little bit of everything.
Okay. So I know this all takes so much getting ready and getting everybody organized that you've been doing. But because, you know, that day will be over here. Are there a couple things that you're working on looking ahead through the rest of the year?
Yes, of course, everybody loves the Coke Days. So Coke Days will be in September. And of course, we're doing back to school things. We're doing the young professionals are doing a school supply drive. Teacher Appreciation Night will be before school starts. Then we have Coke Days. And, you know, before then, it'll be the Fireman's Parade. And it'll be Christmas before you know it.
So I was going to say, and Christmas will be here by then. It's pretty amazing how that all comes by. And I don't know about you, but it seems like to me this year is just going lots faster, maybe because there's more stuff going on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people came out of into the beginning of the year saying they wanted to do everything. You know, they wanted to do this and this and this and this, because we haven't been able to do a lot of things and make those connections that we're used to. So it seems like people may have done more than before, or tried to fit 2 years into one. And that can make for a quick year.
Yes, for sure. Okay, so remind us, Kelsey, what time the run starts? When do you have to be there to register?
So registration starts at 7 a.m. and then we'll start the race right at 8. And then the car show registration is 7:30 to 11. Again, for both of those things, you don't need to be pre-registered. Just show up the day of and you'll have a great time.
Okay, and then plan to spend the rest of the day doing all kinds of fun things. So we want to thank you very much, Kelsey B. Sharner, for doing all of this work along with Bailey and a whole lot of other people. It takes a lot of volunteers to put this together. And until next time, here's the thought. The first week of August hangs at the very top of summer, the top of the livelong year, like the highest seat on the Ferris wheel when it pauses.